Deaths by toxic drugs in Burnaby are down 32% from 1 year ago. However, the number of lives lost in 2023 nearly doubled during the summer compared to the first 4 months. Today, August 29, the BC Coroner's Service's latest data showed a total of 23 deaths by illicit drug overdoses in Burnaby as of July 31. That means there were 14 more fatalities from May, June and July after 9 were tallied between January and April. At this time in 2022, 34 Burnaby residents had died of toxic drug supply. No signs of abating. The new total is among 1,455 British Columbians that have passed this year, the BC Coroner's Service said. As well, for a 13th consecutive month, nearly 200 deaths by illicit substances were recorded across the province from the month of July. I am saddened to once again report that British Columbia's toxic drug crisis shows no signs of abating, said Chief Coroner Lisa Lapointe in a news release. We are continuing to experience record numbers of deaths province-wide because of the toxic drug supply. The unregulated illicit market is highly unpredictable and continues to put thousands of lives at risk each month. Despite recommendations for the urgent expansion of a safer drug supply, very few have access to a stable, lower-risk alternative. Burnaby's year-to-date total is also part of 101 illicit drug overdose deaths recorded across the Fraser North Health Service delivery area since January 1, 2023. However, Burnaby has seen the sixth fewest unregulated drug deaths, by township of injury, in BC this year, well behind urban centres like Vancouver, 382, Surrey, 137, and Victoria, 91. The provincial total for July equates to 6.4 deaths per day, Lapointe noted. In 2023 to date, 69% of fatalities were people aged 30 to 59 and 77% of whom identified as male.